It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Guitar players will hear the pure ringing tones, hear 10 fingers that seem to do the work of 20, and say, oh, for sure, that's Richard Thompson. Richard Thompson warming up on his Loudon guitar the other day here in our studios. That nimble guitar work frames songs that are like perfectly crafted short stories, often dark and biting. Thompson started out in 1967 with the British folk rock band Fairport Convention. He had a long musical partnership with his then-wife Linda Thompson and a dynamic solo career for the last 30 years. He came by to play some songs from his new album titled Electric. Richard Thompson, thanks so much for coming in. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
The title might be a little misleading for what we're doing today because you have your acoustic guitar with you, not an electric guitar.
This is true, but hopefully the energy is electric.
The energy will be electric. Yeah. Why don't we just start right in with it, and why don't you play us a bit of a song? What would you like to play?
I'll play an extract. This is called Good Things Happen to Bad People.
Great. Richard Thompson here in our studios, the song Good Things Happen to Bad People, part of the song anyway.
The Reader's Digest version.
Yes, the condensed version. This is a song all about a suspicious mind.
Suspicious mind, jealousy, yes. Of course, it's obviously fiction because I don't have a jealous bone in my body.
Not one.
I've heard about jealousy.
And you can write about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Using some poetic license or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your technique because you get such a big sound with so much stuff going on out of that guitar. What are you doing with your picking hand?
Well, I kind of play with a flat pick, and I play finger style as well. I pick in two other fingers. It's a very convenient, useful thing that there are some things you can do that you can't do with any other style of...
What kinds of things?
You can do double rhythm on the bottom strings. You can do things like... Which is quite fun.
Is quite fun.
You know, if you're a solo accompanist, it's good to be able to make a big noise, you know, so easily, just to make it sound more orchestral, to make it more interesting.
For as long as you've been playing guitar, are you still finding new things out about it? Does it still have things to teach you when you sit down to play?
Every day. I think if you stop thinking that you're going to find new things every day, then you may as well just give up and go fishing or something, because the music has to be exploratory. And you have to be finding new things.
What kinds of new things do you find?
You know, I'm basically self-taught. I did some classical lessons very, very early on, but there's big gaps. So I'm always trying to learn about harmony. And, you know, the last sort of 5 years or so, I've been listening to classical composers, you know, people like Benjamin Britten, Shostakovich, just because I love the kind of harmony and the kind of dissonance that they put into their music. And I'm thinking, well, I can borrow some of that. Or steal. I can steal bits of that.
It's a long and noble tradition that stealing.
Stealing
thing.
It is, yeah. But you know, at the same time, I'm rooted in a very folky tradition. So if I slip these ideas in there, they're kind of fleeting and passing because I'm just still an entertainer, and you know, it's basically three chords.
Just three chords.
But what three chords? Wow, you know.
Not your average run-of-the-mill chords.
Well, there's C, F, and G, or there's, you know, there's weird ones. You could do three weird chords, I suppose, if you wanted to.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Would you play us another song from the new album?
Okay,
I'm wondering if you'll do one that I'm most fond of, which is Salford Sunday.
Salford Sunday, okay. I could do that now. Should I do that now?
Yeah, would
okay.
you?
Okay, Salford Sunday. Salford Sunday, skies are weeping, dawn is creeping through the blind. Salford Sunday, and I'm aching for the night I left behind. For I left a weeping willow, she should be lying on my pillow. If I wasn't such a hard nose, such a perfect waste of time. Salford Sunday, morning after, bass drum beating in my head. Sunday papers talking scandal on a cold side of the bed, on a cold side of the bed.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Richard Thompson here in our studios. When you're writing a song like Salford Sunday, and you're thinking about the character, do you imagine the character? Do you picture him or her in your mind?
Absolutely, yeah. I think you have to, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very strange, but if you are a songwriter, you keep revisiting your songs all the time because you're performing them. So you might have a song that you wrote when you were 18, as indeed I do, you know, that people request, and I kind of do these songs, and I have to keep reimagining and revisiting. And as I'm singing the songs, I get different pictures. You know, every night the little movie is a little different. There's a song I do called Vincent Black Lightning, which is quite popular. And every night I see that in a different way. The character is a little different. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Otherwise, I might go crazy.
And the character in the song in Salford Sunday, how do you picture him?
That's really me. I mean, it's very close to me. And the story is quite close to real events.
You mentioned 1952, Vincent Black Lightning, from one of your earlier albums. Would you like to play a little bit of that for us?
Sure.
You're going to make a lot of people happy by doing this song, I know.
Yeah, or really, really miserable.
It is a song about love and death and a motorcycle.
Love, death, and a motorcycle. What else is there?
Not much.
That's it.
A redheaded girl.
Redheaded girl, yep. Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. Oh, a girl could feel special in any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. Gotta tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you.
and if fate should break my stride, then I'd give you my Vincent to
Richard Thompson and his song 1952, Vincent Black Lightning. Was Molly always a redhead?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep hearing from women who claim the song is actually about them, which is always very interesting.
And I bet you don't tell them it's not.
I don't. There's a woman in Los Angeles who is a redhead and is called Molly, who has a Vincent in her living room.
And she thinks it's about her.
Yeah, she's got a good
case.
It's
got to be, yeah. Are there any days when you find you haven't picked up the guitar?
Yeah. Sometimes bits of me hurt, so I think, well, you know, I'm not going to play for 2 days, just to let stuff heal. And in the middle of a tour, I'll often, if there's a day off, I won't play. I'll just let the blisters get better, you know.
Things hurt, you say?
Yeah, I think things physically hurt sometimes, yeah.
Fingers?
Yeah, fingers, joints, you know, elbows, wrists, whatever. You're kind of punishing your body, you know. And sometimes you really have to take the opportunity to let stuff rest.
Well, Richard Thompson, it's been great to have you come in and play for us today. And would you take us out with a song?
Sure, thank you.
What would you like to play?
This is called Saving the Good Stuff for You. I've seen trouble from every direction. My old head is peppered with gray. I could never resist life's temptations. Just seem to fall in my way. I've had wives and I treated them badly, and maybe a lover or two. All the time, oh, I didn't know it, I was saving the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you, darling. Saving the good stuff for you. There was some part of me in you, darling. Save the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you.
That's Richard Thompson. His new album is titled Electric. And you can hear full versions of the songs performed here in our studios at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.